Texte numéro 73. The future of English. English is the most successful language in the history of the world. It is spoken on every continent, is learned as a second language by schoolchildren, and is the vehicle of science, global business, and popular culture. Many think it will spread without end. But Nicholas Ostler, a scholar of the rise and fall of languages, makes a surprising prediction in his latest book. The days of English as the world's lingua franca may be numbered. Conquest, trade and religion were the biggest forces behind the spread of earlier lingua francas. Mr. Ostler, fascinated by ancient uses of language, wanted to write a different sort of book, but was persuaded by his publisher to play up the English angle. English is expanding as a lingua franca, but not as a mother tongue. More than 1 billion people speak English worldwide, but only about 330 million of them as a first language, and this population is not spreading. The future of English is in the hands of countries outside the core Anglophone group. Will they always learn English? Mr. Ostler suggests that two new factors, modern nationalism and technology, will check the spread of English. No confident modern nation would today make a foreign language official. Several of Britain's ex-colonies once did so, but only because English was a neutral language among competing native tongues. English has been rejected in other ex-colonies, such as Sri Lanka and Tanzania. In 1990, the Netherlands considered, but rejected on nationalist grounds, making English the sole language of university education. English will fade as a lingua franca, Mr. Ostler argues, but not because some other language will take its place. No pretender is pan-regional enough, and only Africa's linguistic situation may be sufficiently fluid to have its future choices influenced by outsiders. Rather, English will have no successor because none will be needed. Technology, Mr. Ostler believes, will fill the need. This argument relies on huge advances in computer translation and speech recognition. Mr. Ostler acknowledges that so far such software is a disappointment, even after 50 years of intense research and an explosion in the power of computers. But half a century, though eons in computer time, is an instant in the sweep of language history. Mr. Ostler is surely right about the nationalist limits to the spread of English as a mother tongue. If he is right about the technology too, future generations will come to see English as something like calligraphy or Latin, prestigious and traditional, but increasingly dispensable. The days of English as the world's second language may slowly be ending. Adapted from The Economist, December 2010.